Okay, again, that's the Roanoke Conference this weekend. If you want more information about it, go online to roanokeconference.org. .com. That's roanokeconference.com. Bob, here's a question I want to ask you. I mean, you headed Procter & Gamble's marketing for a long time before Bill Gates brought you to Microsoft. You know how important branding is. You know how important it is to connect with your customers. So if someone turned to you and say, geez, Bob, Republicans just took a beating in this last election, what do they do?
Well, I think that there's a lot of similarities to for the Republican Party to what you find often with companies that basically haven't got their act together. And I think that is the case. The story is rather non-distinctive right now. Lots of different directions, people going in different directions. There's no real leadership in the party. And importantly, there's no game plan to win. What the party needs is a strong leader. And I'd have to say that John Boehner is a fine man, as well as Mitch McConnell. But the fact is, these are, to some extent, you could call them old war horses. And we really do need some fresh thinking, some fresh blood. And so that leadership, I think, is absolutely key. Republican National Committee also plays a role here in that they certainly are doing a better job in terms of managing their affairs. But the fact is, I don't believe they're pushing the party to get the kind of leadership that it needs. So you need some very clear communications to the troops, so to speak, those that believe in your principles, as to here's a reasonable game plan. And you need to shut down all the ancillary talk about issues that aren't important. Frankly, I think Hillary Clinton gave the folks a good lesson the other day in terms of this Benghazi thing. We've got TV stations and radio stations that are so focused on this thing. And the real question that should have, the only one question should have been asked of Hillary, which was, how come no protection at that embassy? How come it was asked for? What happened to the request? Who got the request? Who dealt with the request? Are we now protecting embassies so this doesn't happen again? That's the only thing that's important. And we worry so much about personalities. Is Obama going to look like he's, is he hiding something, et cetera? That intrigue is exactly what the big TV networks love, because they can play that up. That's exciting. And every day, a little bit of tidbit that can salivate people to make sure they listen again. And it's like building up a soap opera when we need to get down to the brass tacks of, you know, what are the principles that we believe in? What's the game plan? We're going to have to compromise. We don't have the House, the Senate, and the White House. So what's a reasonable compromise? And then if we don't get, I mean, a compromise means they win a little, you win a little. If you don't get that, you stand tall and say, sorry, we're all going over the fiscal cliff. Or if you don't get that, you publicize carefully what it is you proposed and say, you know, if we can't reasonably agree to things, so be it. So that's what's not happening, that kind of focused leadership.
Okay, now let's move from the Republican Party to the United States of America. What issue concerns you the most as an American, not just as a business executive, you know, as a husband, as a father, as a grandfather, as a citizen? What troubles you most about America today, Bob Herbold?
The guy who runs the $400 billion Chinese sovereign wealth fund, his name is Guo Xiching, put his finger right on it about a month ago. He said, your system is broke. You've come to a dead end. And he wasn't talking about the United States. He was talking about the West and democracy in the context of modern media. And his claim is that basically tough decisions can't be made in a world of modern media, where the media wants victims They don't want heroes. They want victims. They don't want compromise. It's not exciting. And so you can't make any tough decisions. And what worries me the most is we have politicians who make careers of being a politician. And I think there should be 1 4-year term period over and out. You're banned from politics for the rest of your life. Secondly,
1 4-year. Are you talking about president, Congress?
Yes. Period. You're done.
4 years.
Yeah.
So people will enter knowing that they're serving the public, not growing a career,
minimum,
getting a pension.
Minimum pay, no benefits. When you get out of office, you have no benefits. Today, you know, you're on the gravy train if you, you know, get in 2 terms of being a member of the House. And
yeah,
more importantly, you get treated as if you're important. Of course, these people shouldn't be treated as if they're important because they haven't done anything for decades that's really putting us out in front.
Yes.
So the second thing is the finances are a total mess. You don't go around spending $3.6 trillion and take in $2.5 trillion year after year. That's just silliness. There's no plan. And the reason why there's not a plan is everybody's protecting their position personally. They're protecting how they're perceived by the media, et cetera. Look at education. It's silly. It was 1983 that they published A Nation at Risk. The statistics at that time were no different than they are today.
So 30 years ago, 3 decades ago.
Exactly. And today we rank 32nd. Globally, in terms of the big math test that takes place every 2 to 3 years, and it's pathetic. So, why we're not embarrassed by these things and shamed is beyond belief. But for some reason, these people still think they're important and they're doing good work. Last but not least, from a business standpoint, it's a brutal position to be a business person in the United States these days. You're paying the highest corporate tax rate on the planet. We pay 35%. The OECD average is 18.6. Of all the OECD countries, only 8 tax the profits of a company that are made in a different country. Only countries in the West do that. All 8 of them are in the West. And it's a punishing thing. That's why you read all these articles about GE's money is over here, and they should be bringing it back, et cetera. Shoot, and if they were a company that was headquartered in Switzerland, they wouldn't have to worry about any of this. And as a board member of a major company, literally our audit committee gets calls from representatives of the Swiss government when they start to do some silly things or suggest they're going to do some silly things in Washington, D.C. in regard to this tax issue. So the fact is, John, we better get serious about this.
Bob, this is the easiest interview I've done in years.
Well,
I just asked one question, and then I just get to absorb all this, and this is all great stuff. I'm taking notes.
Pressed the wrong button. This one is a hot one for me. And the public needs to get angry about these things.
Yeah, Bob's newest book, What's Holding You Back? 10 Bold Steps That Define Gutsy Leaders. He, for 8 years, was COO of Microsoft. That's when they increased their revenues 400%. And he knows an enterprise that needs, when it's in tough shape and needs to be turned around, and he said that applies to both the Republican Party and, frankly, it applies to the United States of America. I'll tell you what most concerns me, Bob, and I'll ask you the question if I could take your answer after this quick break. I'd appreciate it. And that is, I'm looking at Medicare, which is medical coverage for the aged.
Yep.
Social Security, which now is taking money from the general budget to cover its bills, and looking at Medicaid, and I see 3 huge enterprises that are going broke while they are eating more and more of the share of the federal budget. Would love to get your answer about that. Hold on. We'll get right back to Bob Herbold former COO of Microsoft, in town this week for the Roanoke Conference at Talk Radio 570 KVI.